our next follow-up is the thing that I'm the most excited about in this episode, bar none. Hello, Nerdy Legion. We have another episode for you. How did you like Dune, baby? We do have a little bit of news attached to that. You gotta wait for the movie section, though. So thank you for joining me. I just want to remind you that about 50% of you don't subscribe. So, I mean, there's no reason to not subscribe. There is going to be some new content that I'm going to post up here for Halloween. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. If you're not subscribed, you don't get the notification that it's posted. So check back frequently. Either way, thank you very much, nerds. Let's get into housekeeping. So let's get into housekeeping once again. Just gonna make this a quickie housekeeping. We're still doing the push. You can find me, Generally Nerdy, on basically every social media platform. We are gearing towards the break time where there will be some downtime for me to make changes and adapt and update things for a new season. All of that being said, let's get to those shout outs. Today's shout outs section is not brought to you by an energy drink at all. It is a Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar Refresher. I love it. Starting off the shout-outs section, we are going to go with the Twitter first. We have a Tyler MGB. I believe you actually follow me on other platforms as well there, Mr. Tyler. So thank you very much. Or Tyler, I apologize. Thank you very much for the follow, nerd. SpookyGuy08 also follows on the Twitter now. So welcome to the fold, nerd. We're going to move next to TikTok. There's a couple here that I'm going to have issues pronouncing, and I apologize ahead of time. Therefore Haku, Roger Riviera 06, Lena Scott 990, Thick God 1, Elizabeth Gould 5, Murica Gaming, Mr. J 1714, and Welcome 2K. Thank you, nerds, very much for following on the TikToks. And, there's still more. Oh no, that's all Instagram. Never mind. Instagram is next. We're going to do Canes51LOC, Ashton.Borrow, Blue Alien 07070707. What's Wrong With You Cast? I actually just did a special edition episode with the What's Wrong With You Cast. So thank you very much, Jeremy, for following. And then Stacy Christina, I believe, is that one. That one just came in, so I wrote it down. It is not typed. I can't read my handwriting sometimes. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follows. I do believe that is everything that we have for housekeeping. Be aware, Halloween is coming, so things will be happening for that as well. That being said, let's get into the news. So let's run and jump into TV streaming. So we have one follow-up here on TV streaming. That is Raised by Wolves, the epic Ridley Scott series on HBO Max is officially we already knew it was officially getting a sequel or a second season, but we now have a little bit of teasers and some sort of window for release. 2022, I believe they said early, first half, I guess is more appropriate for 2022. And we've seen a couple of clips in the lead up to Dune. If you watched Dune on your HBO Max account, then you saw the clips from that. Huge, huge, super awesome. Very excited about it. Moving on. In the notes, I don't have this because it literally just happened since I printed my notes and was getting ready to film. They finally released a proper trailer for season one of the Netflix live action Cowboy Bebop. So, this looks promising. In spite of the things we've already covered that we know are going to be issues jumping from Jump Street. So in spite of that, this definitely, it kind of has this weird, almost anime feel with all of the atmospheres and the backgrounds and all that stuff. It seems like their artists that designed this stuff definitely did so with that anime feel involved. This is kind of easing some of those worries. The worries are still there, don't get me wrong, but like I don't know. This feels like it could be a move in the right direction. Hopefully. But we don't know yet because it's not out, so we're going to move on. So, next we're talking about actual news in TV streaming, and the biggest piece probably for this episode is the announcement that Hayden Christensen is going to be in the Ahsoka series, and kind of related to that, well, kind of, something that we could infer because that was announced is that the Ahsoka series is not on hold after all. Remember, there were rumors saying that the Ahsoka series was going to be on hold because Rosario Dawson and her issues and the things and the stuff and cancellation and whatever. Nah, we know that none of that, at least most of that, was not accurate because they are going into early stages of production at this point if they're already announcing that Hayden Christensen's Anakin and Darth Vader are going to be in the Ahsoka series. So that is definitely going to pique some interests, maybe. All right, so moving from that, we have one final note in TV streaming, and this one is a downer, unfortunately. Friends actor James Michael Tyler, has officially lost his battle with prostate cancer, and he has passed at the age of 59. Gunther, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he was the guy who played Gunther, and he will be missed. So, real quick moment for Gunther. Movie section, short but sweet. We got a couple of follow-ups. We got one trailer and one piece of news. So first follow-up has to do with Batgirl. We got the official announcement that Brendan Fraser has been cast as the villain in Batgirl. He is going to be the main villain. Now, who that villain is going to be still remains part of some conjecture and speculation, so we are not going to talk about that in this section, but the next section, you know, rumors and such. So that is where we are with that follow-up. And then our next follow-up is the thing that I'm the most excited about in this episode, bar none, is that Dune 2 has officially been greenlit. Legendary Pictures announced it this morning as I was finishing up my research. So yesterday morning, as you're listening to me speak now, they have officially announced that Dune 2 will be a thing, and Denis Villeneuve, being the genius that he is, it gets to at least complete this much of the Dune story. So I couldn't be more excited. Stay tuned for my Dune review. Being a bit of a fan, I feel like it was a necessary thing. So that is what we have for follow-ups, though. Let's get into the one trailer we're going to be discussing, and that is Clerk. It's a documentary about Kevin Smith and kind of his rise. So a lot of the information, the reason we're talking about this now is a lot of the information that it looks like we're going to be getting in this documentary about Kevin Smith is already things that he's talked about ad nauseum in his live shows and in the Evening with Kevin Smith DVDs and so on and so on and so forth. But there is a bit of a different spin on it because every instance there is just Kevin telling his version of the story. In this documentary, though, we get Kevin Smith and all of the other people, well, most of the other people involved in those stories are all going to be telling the stories together. So, yeah, that seems definitely worth a watch if you are a Kevin Smith fan, which I know he's kind of lost a few of those in the last year or so. But yeah, so that's our one trailer. And then our one piece of news has to do with another reasonably nerdy bit. So it was, all right, so before we do that, reasonably nerdy caps on. It was made known that that shooting with Alec Baldwin that took the life of Halyna Hutchins on the set of their movie Rust easily could have been avoided. It was released recently that the crew took the prop guns offset and used live rounds in multiple guns, including the one that took Miss Hutchins' life. So the reasonable thing here is that there was easily criminal negligence involved There is talk that there's going to be potentially be charges brought up against the production staff, specifically the producers, and even more specifically Alec Baldwin himself, because he is the executive producer. He was on set and he's the one that pulled the trigger. It's a horrible thing. And if you would have used some common sense gun control, which I know is something that Hollywood is not a huge fan of these days, this could have been avoided. And that's all we've got to say about that. All right, so picking things back up, we're in the rumor mill now. Rumor mill, we have a confirmation of a previous rumor. I couldn't find the notes, so I don't remember exactly the likelihood that we gave this before, but we did talk about it, and that is the Miss Marvel powers being changed for the Marvel's movie. So, in the comic books, Miss Marvel has the power to, as she says it, embiggen. Which, if you don't already know, it means basically it's similar to Mr. Fantastic, where she can become larger. But it's a legitimate larger size. She's not stretching what's there. She's creating more of what's there to become larger. Certain body parts and so on and so forth. And beyond that, I don't really read a whole lot of Miss Marvel, so I don't really know what other powers she has. But that's the power in which we're talking about today. The movie is going to have her powers be a little bit more similar to the Green Lantern, in that she uses kind of these purple force-filled projection things to make herself larger and not actually make herself larger. So it is what it is. It's a little bit of a silly semantic change in a way, but I don't know. I don't think that is going to be the big issue with that movie. It's just me. If that is the one big issue, then it's going to be a great movie. But I think there's going to be a lot more issues with it than that. So, moving right into the actual rumors. Our first one has to do with Birds of Prey. We got word that there is going to be another Birds of Prey, according to the rumor. Another Birds of Prey live-action movie that is going to not involve Harley Quinn or Margot Robbie at all. So, presumably, she won't be playing Harley Quinn. She also won't be producing this one like she did the last one. There's a plethora of reasons that have been given by the quote-unquote insider. But basically, it boils down to Warner Brothers thinks that they can do good without Margot. And based on the last two movies that she was in, they might not be wrong. So, likelihood for this one that there is going to be another Birds of Prey movie that does not involve Harley Quinn? 60%. There is still a little bit of wiggle room, and this is not the best source to be reporting from, so that's probably why it didn't get up any higher than that, but there's really very little reason to think anything else would be the case. So there you go. Our next rumor has to do with the new Flashpoint movie. This is actually kind of two rumors. So first up, we have this is going to be their Crisis on Infinite Earths moment where all of the multiverse comes into one universe, and that one universe is going to have one Batman, and that one Batman is going to be Michael Keaton Batman for some reason. So the two rumors, the way we're going to split this, I guess, is the two ways is Crisis on Infinite Earths moment where we collapse the multiverse on itself, and the other half of this being Michael Keaton is the primary universe Batman. So we're looking at about 70% likely that this is going to be similar. It's not going to 100% collapse the multiverse. I think they are leaning a little too hard on the multiverse these days for that to be the case at all. So the multiverse probably won't 100% collapse, but I think that is going to be some sort of major plot device. As far as Michael Keaton being this world or the primary Batman for the DC Extended Universe, that's about 40% likelihood. Yes, I do think there will be probably another movie, maybe two, with Michael Keaton in the suit. I just don't think he's going to be the guy going forward. There's way too much playing against that as far as like the way Hollywood works in general. There's very little reason to believe this is a possibility. So that's where we're sitting there. Our next one, we're sticking with DC movies, and we're going back to that Batgirl announcement we talked about in the movie section. Brendan Fraser, the rumor here is that he is going to be playing Firefly. He is going to be playing Firefly, who we've seen once already in live action on the CW show for the Legends of Tomorrow. Sorry. Woo, brain fart. So Legends of Tomorrow, we saw a version of Firefly. And we're going to be seeing Brendan Fraser's version of Firefly as well. So 70% likelihood. Yeah, the source on this one is really solid. It is just the one source, which is why I couldn't bring it up any higher than 70%. But it's very, very likely that's the character he's going to be playing. And then our final rumor, we're also splitting in half a little bit. Warner Brothers, sticking with them, is giving us a new fighting video game, as I'm sure you have heard already. The developer for this game is unknown. And the other side of this rumor is that the developer is going to be NetherRealm. So rumor is we're going to get a platform style fighter a la Smash Brothers from Warner Brothers using Warner Brothers IPs, and the developer for this game is going to be NetherRealm. Okay, so likelihood that we are going to be getting a game like this from Warner Brothers seems kind of unlikely. There are enough people who are jumping on this who claim to have inside information about it that I did give it a little over halfway. We're looking at about 55% likelihood that this game might exist in the near future. As far as NetherRealm being the developer for this game, no. Absolutely not. I put the likelihood for that one at 10% because that's not like... If it were billed as a fighter, a Warner Brothers fighter that wasn't supposedly going to be competing with Smash Brothers and Nickelodeon All-Stars, then that would be slightly more believable. If it was just going to be a fighting game utilizing Warner Brothers characters, then it would be a bit, NetherRealm doing that game makes some sense. NetherRealm making a platform style fighter, no. Just absolutely, I would be so shocked if that is what happened with this. So again, 10% is where we're going with that. That is the end of the rumor mill, though, nerds. That does it for this episode of Headlines, nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. If you want to get a little bit more into the nerd news with me, or just into the other generally nerdy things that I do, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you once again, nerds. We'll see you next time.